Hello, everyone. Welcome to our Shir Mishnayos for holding Masechta Shavuos, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Hey. Says Mashpiane Aleichem Im Lo Tavo Us Iduni. Person says that I make the two of you potential witnesses swear, if you don't come and testify for me, what should you testify about me? Sheishli Biad Ploni Pikadon, that I have in the hand of a certain person a Pikadon, and an item belongs to me. Us Sumes Yod, or something that I was alone was given to him. Legazel, or something stolen. The Aveder, a lost item. These are all different examples of the person saying something that belongs to me is in the hand of another person. So he says, you witnesses, you know that fact. You have to come and testify about it. And they, of course, deny that they know something. Or he says, Shua Shein Ar Yodin, or really next step here, Shua Shein Ar Yodin Lach Edus. So they take a Shua we do not know. In Chayav Nela Achas, even though he mentioned a number of different things that he has in the hands of someone else that belong to him, they only be Chayav once. Shua Shein Ar Yodin, if they take a Shua that we do not know, they have in the hand of Pony Pikadon Usumasyar, the Gazal Aveda, a deposit or a loan or a stolen item or a lost item. They'd mention all four of those things. Then they would be high up on every one of them. If they took four false shuos having to do with testimony. Next case, he says, you should take a shua that you will not be to come and testify about me. That I have in the hand of a certain person a pikadon, chitin v'sa'ar and v'kusnim. The pikadon consists of, the deposit consists of wheat, barley, and spelt. They take a shvua she'ena v'yodin v'achedus. We don't know any testimony about that. Ein chayim v'lachas. Again, they won't be chayim once. They only said one expression of a shvua. But if they said shvua she'ena v'yodin v'achedus she'esh lach v'yad poni chitin v'sa'ar and v'kusnim, they take a shvua that we don't know any testimony that has to do with the fact that you have in the hand of poni wheat, barley, or spelt, and they mention all three of those items, then chayav and alko achas v'achas, then they again would be chayav on every one of them. We see the theme here expressed pretty clearly. Let's see the Rav here. Sumas yad, first off, is a halva, is a loan. She sum biyadamamon, that's when you put in the hand of the person money. But aveda is shemata avidasi, he found my lost item. And the Rav just jumps to the end, and the same idea that we're talking about, chitinu su'orin v'kusmin, reishash, mean in the first case here, where it was talking about different types of different ways, really, that he has in the hand of this other person, his item, you know, a stolen item, a lost item, etc. So that taught us min echad v'tivius chalukos. There's really one type, it's all money, but it was different types of claims, different ways they had a claim to that money. The Sefa Ashman, the Sefa teaches us tivia achas. It's one claim. It's a pikadon, kulam pikadon. They're all a deposit. Uminin chalukim, but they're different types within that deposit. So, seemingly you could have thought one way or the other that only one of these cases would work, or they'd be different somehow. We're showing you they both have the same rules, that if there is one expression of a shua, it's chayv once, and if there's multiple expressions, it'd be chayv more than once. It says Mishnah law, Mashpia ne elechem im lo tavo usiduni. I make you swear that you should not come, you have to testify about me. Sheish lo biad poni nezek, v'chati nezek, tashlumi kefo, tashlumi av, v'chamisha. That I have in the hand of poni in various other ways, he owes me money, he owes me half damages, or regular damages is first in the mission, then chasin, I think he owes me half damages for something. He owes me the payment of kefo, which is the penalty for a thief being caught with a stolen item, is to pay double. Or he owes me tashlumi arv the chamisha, payments of four and the five times we spoke about in Bava Kamma, where a person stole a goat or a sheep, he has to, and then either shechted it or sold it, he has to pay four or five times the amount of the item. V'sha'onas ish ploni esbiti, where that man violated my daughter, upita esbiti, or coaxed my daughter, v'shehikani b'ni, or he hit my son, v'shechaval bi, or that he hit me, chaveri, sorry, he hit, sounds like he hit my friend, or my friend hit me, maybe I should say, v'shehidligas k'dishi b'yom kippur, or he lit on fire my haystack on Yom Kippur, harelu chayavin. All these cases, again, that still in the play here in the Mishnah, the potential witnesses say we do not know, and they swear to that fact, and it comes up that they do. All of these cases, it would be chayiv for not talking about this fact. So let's see what's going on. Says the Rav here, Nezik v'chatsi nezik. V'chatsi nezik tzoros v'mamonohu v'lo kenos. V'chatsi nezik we're talking about over here is the case is called tzoros. Literally means pebbles. The idea is that it's an indirect damage where, say, an animal is walking along the way and he steps on some rocks and those rocks go flying and damages something. That's the case of tzoros. That's mamonohu v'lo kenos. That's the case of mamon. In the case of monetary damages, it's not a kenos. It's not a fine. Yeah. Because we're going to say when it comes to testimony having to do with a fine, actually not chayv. So if our mission is saying that there are chayv about a chatzin as a case, it must be the case of tzoros that is not a kanas, not a fine, it's regular monetary debt. Tashlumi kev v'tashlumi av v'chamisha mishim karna. Yeah, over there it'd be chayiv only the Rav fills in the karen. Karen is the principal amount. Yeah, it'd be chayiv the actual kefil or the actual fourth and fifth amount of payment. Those are all knas. Those are all fines. It's only the karen, only the principal that he would have to that he's. I should clarify. Not a matter of the amount that he chayiv, but his shvua is powerful. His testimony would have been good if it would have made the karen happen. If his shvua applies to that, it should be chayiv about that. If there would be no karen involved, it would just be a straight fine, and it wouldn't be relevant. Mishonaf ish ploni or pita esbiti mishum boshes upkam the monahu. That case also, the reason, the only case that it comes out a chayiv case in the shvua is because there is involved in that boshes, pagam, and embarrassment and damage. Those are mamon. The regular kanas that there is for the penalty of an onus case or a pitui case would not do anything. It has to be that there is mamon involved. Shikani bini hakol she'im ba chavura, has to be a type of hit that there is no wound. She'ini chayiv alei misa, that I am not chayiv misa on. She'ino chayiv, he is not chayiv misa on that. Came to lick a misa, ikamam. Being there is no chayiv misa, I mean, a person's child hits him and causes a wound, the child's actually chayiv misa. So he would not having that, therefore there's a monetary case here. He's owed money, he's owed the damages that he did to his father. The next case was that my friend bruised me. Yeah. And then the last one was, the Rav seems to have that that's a case in Yom Kippur. We had lighting up a Gedish in Yom Kippur. And it says the Rav, the Nakid law, the Afgav, the Onish Kari is Chayiv Mama. Those cases we're citing, those last two cases perhaps, even though there is a penalty of Kari's, the chiyuv of mamon, being a chiyuv of mamon, a regular monetary chiyuv, that's why, again, it would be possible that the shvua would have been effective, and thereby denying of that shvua will be the regular case of shvua's aid. Thank you for listening. We'll continue next time.